Gemara, we're continuing Chayodim, and we're looking at the cases which the Chayodim and Klal Samav, Simon Vav, reference back to Klal Hay, Simon Zion. And the second case is a case where he had the pre Mufanov, but he made a bracha on it, and then it was Nevad. The pre was Nevad. So the law is the Chayodim says that situation, that he needs to make a new bracha. So bracha, which he said, is lost because the item is lost. Now this is a major machlokes rishonim. What about a situation where there were other peiros on the table, but he held the item in his hand? The item fell out of his. He made a bracha. The item fell out of his hand, but there were other peiros on the table. Can he quickly grab one of those peiros and eat it, and say the bracha is going to be chal on the second one? So this is Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim said that the Ikar Bracha was only said on the one which is in your hand. And once that's chal on the one which is in your hand, the other ones are sort of right now are also included, but you needed to take effect on the one which is the one you were holding. Since the one which you were holding was lost, the bracha did not take effect. You cannot transfer the bracha to the items on the table. But the Mishpura comes out that since it's a Machlokes Rishonim, in that situation a person can not make a new bracha, because according to some Rishonim, he was yet to his bracha with the transferring the bracha to the items which are on the table. Let's say a person made the bracha and had intent to, besides this one that he's holding, he's planning to eat more besides this. So he had in mind when he made the bracha that he's planning to eat, that the bracha should take effect on other foods besides the one that he's holding. So again, this is going to be Machlokes Rishonim whether that works. The Mishnah is going to say that since there is a machlokes, and the Rishonim would say that it works, a person will not go back and make a new bracha in either of those cases. Now, the Chayodim also said and that would be the same halacha if a person made a bracha on the food, and it turned out the food was not roi l'achila. So he says, take a look back in Simon Zion and Simon Ches. Klal Hay, Simon Zion and Simon Ches. So what's the case of Simon Ches? He gives an example, a person makes a bracha on a talis, and after he makes the bracha, before he puts it on, one of the tzitzis tears. So he's making a bracha on a talis, and as he's about to wrap himself with it, one of the tzitzis catches on a chair or something, and it rips in a way that the talus is no longer kosher. So it turns out it was not right, it's not a valid bagging. Or he says, similarly became birch al oichel but nofel miyodim and nimas achin eroi leachol mimenu. Philip mixes. He made a bracha on a food. Before he ate it, it fell and became nimas to the point you can't eat it. Or became birch al egos with mitzoshu mupesh. He made a bracha on a nut. And then he opened it up and he realized it was rotted and it wasn't edible. So he says, in each the fun of oil me oisa min, if there's other nuts available, oh afilo eno min ze, abu bechosu shova, that it's not the same min, it's not nuts, but it's something which has the same bracha ha'eitz, for example, most nuts are ha'eitz, except nuts in general grow on trees and the bracha is ha'eitz. So the nut wasn't acceptable, but there's an apple available. So he can use that instead. Now, how can he use that instead? He can't switch the bracha. So the case was, he had in mind when he made the bracha that he's planning to eat some nuts and some apples. But he made the bracha on the nuts, and it turned out that the nuts were not edible, but he had planned to eat an apple. So ein tzorach lachshav l'varech. So then he can transfer the bracha to the apple, because he had in mind b'shas ma'isa that he planned to eat the apple, so he can transfer the bracha to the apple. If, however, he did not have in mind that he wants to include the apple originally in the bracha, he cannot switch it now. The person did not plan. The person did not put on a talis cut and a talis cuddle. Or two, the person can wear more than one talis. And he had planned to do so. I'm not necessarily recommending it, but the person could do that. And he had planned to do so. So even though the first one that he put on was not kosher, he can transfer the bracha to the second one. And that's along the lines of the idea that we saw from the Shabura, that the bracha is not limited to the one which is in your hand. When you had das to include other things, the bracha is going on them as well. So the bracha is not a bracha lamatolo, because it's effective for this other item that you had intent that you wanted the bracha to take effect for. Have a good day.